This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. On Monday, Apache Stronghold, a coalition of Apache people and their allies, asked all 29 judges on the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to review its case to protect Oak Flat in Arizona from a mining project. In March, the group received a blow in its efforts to protect the site after a panel of 11 judges on the court ruled 6-5 that the federal government can transfer Oak Flat to Resolution Copper. The group's trying to prevent the land transfer, saying the project violates religious freedom. Attorneys say Monday's appeal gives the full court one more chance to protect Oak Flat before the case goes to the Supreme Court. The area is sacred to Western Apache and other Native people. In a statement, Dr. Winsler Nosey, Sr. of Apache Stronghold, said, "Oak Flat is the heart and soul of the Apache, where generations come to connect with their creator and conduct ceremonies." In March, the court ruled the land transfer is not subject to federal laws protecting religious freedom. After that ruling, Resolution Copper welcomed it, saying the project will help supply copper to the U.S., create jobs, and boost Arizona's economy. The Ninth Circuit is expected to decide by the fall whether all 29 judges will rehear the case. Research shows that cultural tourism is on the rise in Indian country because travelers crave authenticity and want deeper experiences with indigenous peoples. As KNBA's Rhonda McBride reports, Alaska tribes could be poised to take advantage of this trend.
Cultural tourism in Alaska can be as simple as a hike on a trail with a native storyteller or a visit to a dance festival. Although it's still in its infancy, Emily Edenshaw says cultural tourism holds a lot of promise for the whole state.
It's a sleeping giant. It's untapped.
Edenshaw is director of the Alaska Native Heritage Center, one of five Native groups across the nation to receive federal money to expand cultural tourism. She says it's an opportunity to rethink tourism in Alaska, which has come to rely too much on wildlife and scenery to draw tourists.
What about the indigenous experience? Our people have been here for 10,000 years.
The Heritage Center will receive about $50,000 to boost tourism. The money comes from the Bureau of Indian Affairs, which has partnered with the American Indian Alaska Native Travel Association to oversee the grants. The association's director, Sherry Rupert, says it's a good time to invest in indigenous tourism.
Visitation to our communities is increasing. That's why we're so interested in supporting efforts up in Alaska, because Alaska has the largest number of federally recognized tribes than any other state. There is so much potential there for these small communities.
Rupert says cultural tourism not only creates jobs and economic opportunity, but also helps tribes hold on to their heritage.
I think it really sparks a light and really sparks that pride in who they are.
Some of the other organizations to receive funding, the St. Regis Mohawk Tribe in New York, the Pine Ridge Area Chamber of Commerce in South Dakota, the Shonto Economic Development Corporation in Arizona, and the Native Hawaiian Hospitality Association in Honolulu. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.
University of Utah women's basketball forward Alyssa Peely was picked by the Minnesota Lynx during Monday night's 2024 WNBA draft. From Anchorage, Alaska, she's Alaska Native and Samoan. She's had a large following from the Native community. After her draft pick, ESPN asked what it means to be representing her cultures.
A lot of Indigenous and Polynesian girls don't get to see that role model, and I'm just so blessed that I could be in the position to be that for them.
She was the number 8th overall pick in the 2024 draft. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for over 40 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com. Support by the Gathering of Nations Powwow, a live event taking place April 25th, 26th, and 27th on the Powwow grounds of Expo New Mexico, featuring song, dance, trader's market, horse parade, and more. Tickets available at gatheringofnations.com and at the gates.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.